the best I know of the former Chief Justice. He's a very, very good lawyer by any fair measure or standard, but that didn't measure up well with his responsibility as an administrator of the Supreme Court bench. Over the years, I didn't think he managed the bench very well. His ailing health, I think, contributed to that situation, as well as the political environment, which I think undermined the independence of the judiciary. And his mentality is old order mentality also influenced the prism with which he saw justice and attempted to administer justice.
Counselor, some have described the former Chief Justice as a man obsessed with power, particularly his relationship with some in the media was something to behold. A few comments, please.
As I said, he has to mend the old order mentality, where he thinks he's a Congo man and the native man should have no respect and all of that, where they exude powers that do not belong to them. The president is his good friend. It's true, he's overstepped his powers. He exercised extrajudicial powers. There were two petitions before the House to impeach him for doing that. He intimidated journalists, he intimidates lawyers, business people, and all of that. That's a clear abuse of office and abuse of power. But with all of that, the political environment accepted that. But the strength that he took to the judiciary was his knowledge of the law. Now, unfortunately, they didn't measure up in the opinions coming out of the bench. That tells you the extent to which the political environment undermined the independence of the judiciary, and that is very, very regrettable.
There are already speculations in terms of who should replace the retiring Chief Justice Lewis. Some of the names that have been tossed around are current justices Francis Corporal, Philip Banks, also current Public Works Minister Samuel Kofi Woods, or maybe the Justice Minister Christiana Tah. Who do you think should go in this line?
That question doesn't matter because the head of state is very, very good at appointing incompetent people. She has control of the Senate. There is no check and balance. She will appoint whosoever she wants to. But at the moment, well, I think the safest thing she could do is to nominate the most senior so that her biases, her preferences doesn't come into it. And Justice Cabinet Janet and Justice Copper are by far the most progressive justices on the bench. And I can tell you from practicing in Liberia, they are the two who have been holding up the bench, notwithstanding all other things.